It is Clear the Shelters Month. Actually, I think runs through September 10th. The idea to encourage animal adoption. And as it happens, the Hancock County Humane Society certainly has plenty of pets waiting for new homes. Natalie Reffitt is here from the Humane Society. Natalie, thanks very much. Who'd you bring with you? Good morning.
So this is Dio.
Okay.
Dio is a Yorkie, and he is about 8 years old. He came to us because his owner had to go to a care facility.
Okay.
So that is why he's with us. He did come with a few first siblings that have been adopted.
Okay.
And so he is waiting for his home.
And he is absolutely adorable. A lot of smaller dogs tend to be a little shy, a little apprehensive.
Yes.
Just because of their size. It's a real big world
for
a tiny dog.
It is a very big world.
And he does seem like he will need a little bit of time to warm up to his new surroundings.
Absolutely. He's going to need an owner with some patience.
Mm-hmm.
He definitely, well, we think he's probably going to thrive in a quieter home.
Okay.
So a quieter home, like someone that's not, that doesn't have like five people coming in and out, friends mm-hmm. in and out all the time.
So either. This would be good for maybe a couple without kids or a single individual looking
yes,
for a companion.
Absolutely.
And you're going to fall in love with him. I mean, the ears are just absolutely adorable
yeah.
with the one kind of kinked over and
yeah,
all of that.
He's so flubbed. He is yeah. so cute. He really is a nice guy.
Yeah.
But he's still, like you said, it's a very big world for him. And he was used to having his mom as his world.
Mm-hmm.
And then that changed when he came to the shelter.
Yeah.
It's very loud, different smells. So.
Yeah. And so he's probably still very confused.
He
by all
is.
Of this. Yeah.
So he is still adjusting.
Mm-hmm.
So if you are interested in adopting, you can visit our website at www.hancockhumanesociety.com. You can always stop out at the shelter at 4550 Fosteria Avenue, located here in Findlay. And then, like you said, it is Clear the Shelters. And sometimes people think that that means, like, any pet is a fit for everyone.
Yeah, we were talking about this yesterday. And folks remember during the pandemic when, you know, those images of, you know, empty kennels as everybody wanted to adopt a pet because we were all locked down and we needed companionship.
Yes.
Now the shelters are full again, but it is about more than, I mean, you can walk up and down the aisles and, you know, fall in love with every animal.
Yes.
But that doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be a great
that
fit.
That is correct. Every pet is not going to be a match for everyone.
Yeah.
Just like Dio. Like, Dio would fit in well at my house because it's just me and my husband and, mm-hmm. well, maybe my cat might say otherwise, but a very quiet home.
Yeah.
But, like, for instance, a puppy, like one of the more active, larger dogs at the shelter would not be a match for me because I'm not a home lot. I'm not going to,
yeah.
you know, I can't just carry that big dog with me where I could with a small pet.
Mm-hmm.
You really do have to look at your lifestyle and the pet.
So that's part of the process, actually, right?
Yes, it absolutely is. So we do have you fill out an application. And then with the application, we're kind of seeing what you're interested in. Some of the questions are like, do you have time to potty train or do you want to house train?
Mm-hmm.
If that's an absolute no, then you're not going to want to get a younger dog that needs potty
sure.
train.
Yeah.
And sometimes people do get upset with us, but it really isn't anything personal.
Mm-hmm.
We have to look out for the pets, and we want them to ultimately stay in their yeah. forever home.
Absolutely. You know, along those same lines, it's kind of interesting you're talking about making matches with the right animal and the right family situation. We're coming up in back to school time now, and especially for an animal that may be particularly close to kids in the household, suddenly, they're not there anymore.
Yeah.
And so that can be an adjustment for pets.
It can absolutely be an adjustment for pets. Sometimes the pets eventually the pets are going to get used to the schedule, like the bus schedule or the coming and going.
Mm-hmm.
But for the first, you know, little bit, they're probably going to be wandering around the house. They might even be extra talkative. So you might want to give them some extra things to do, like to keep them busy, like some puzzle toys, some Kongs. Maybe leave out some, if they have a favorite kid, maybe leave out some of their favorite kids, like clothes or shoes, just to kind of, you know, like they're still around.
So that they know that they're coming back.
Yes.
Yeah.